becomes president of the United States. The last accidental president. See if we can come up with this one.
General.
It was not. No.
No, it's a, he replaces Nixon.
Yes. Yes.
But he wasn't the vice president because the vice president had already been expelled.
Yes. Yes, from Michigan. Played center for the Michigan Wolverines. Gerald R. Ford.
Yeah, Jerry Ford.
Jerry Ford was the last accidental president. He took office in 1974. And yeah, you're right, Michael. He so Nixon had Spiro Agnew on the ticket with him.
And he took a bribe, right? Like in the White House.
In tax fraud.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of tax fraud issues. He had been the governor of Maryland. A Greek guy, so I kind of like him.
Yeah.
But Spiro Agnew gets impeached and kicked out. He resigns, gets kicked out of office. So Gerald Ford, who was the Republican floor leader in the House, a minority leader, he gets selected, gets confirmed. He becomes vice president. Nixon then ends up resigning in 1974. Ford becomes president, runs in 1976 and loses to Carter. Gerald Ford became the only person in the history of the United States to be president who was never elected president or
vice president.
Vice president.
How about that?
And so those are the eight accidental presidents.